Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 18th of August, 2020. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours. There wasn't much. We got for you right now in definitely less than 5 minutes today. Good news for third-party Mac repair shops out there. Apple looks like it's going to give you the stamp of approval. It's also great for customers, too, because it's going to make it a lot easier for us to get our Apple products fixed. This news comes via the way of Reuters, saying the program will provide parts and training to qualifying repair stores. Now, Apple actually did begin third-party iPhone repair shops in the U.S. last year, so it was kind of given that maybe they would bring it over to their Mac line as well. Amazingly, a total of 140 businesses with 700 locations have already reportedly signed up. Not to mention, at least in the U.S., Apple's already partnered with Best Buy to offer certified repairs through its stores. It's also nice to know that in certain countries around the world where you can't find an Apple shop anywhere, like mine, you'll have some confidence now that your third-party Apple repair store will actually be able to get the job done for you correctly. Google's putting its foot down more on security when it comes to their Chrome browser. Starting in their M86 build, Chrome now will raise a red flag, particularly on forums that seem to be insecure, meaning they're using those HTTPS pages but aren't actually submitted securely. Forums is actually one of the worst places you can go to, potentially visible to lurkers, or shall we say hackers, that might actually try to read or steal information. And up until now, Chrome has actually only marked mixed forums by removing the lock icon at the top. You know that little thing that says, yes, you're secure? Nah, no, you're not. Now, of course, moving forward with this update, Chrome will disable autofill on mixed forums so that the page isn't automatically populated with potentially sensitive or private information about yourself. Though they did say, as far as the login and password prompts are concerned, you'll still be able to use the Chrome Password Manager for that. This is actually part of a plan of Google announced last October to block all HTTP subsources on HTTPS pages by default in Chrome. And yeah, it's taken a little while, almost a year, but finally Google is getting around to tackling it. And finally, yeah, I told you it's going to be a short one. How many times have you heard, you can't put a camera underneath the display? It's got to be a notch, or it's got to pop up. It just can't not be underneath the freaking glass. Yeah, for the most part, that's been true, but ZTE is about to prove us wrong. Granted, yeah, there's been a lot of companies that have tried to do this. They haven't gotten too far, though. But ZTE is aiming to become the first company to actually mass produce and ship a phone with an under-display camera, and it's going to be next month, at least according to them. That device will be the Axon 25G, and supposedly will launch in China on September 1st. Yeah, those ones from Oppo and Xiaomi, yeah, those were prototypes. Never went to mass production, apparently because there was production issues. But ZTE says they can offer that sleek and hidden design now, all below that 6.92-inch HD OLED display. As far as a release elsewhere in the world, yeah, for a while, looks like you're just going to have to go to China to get this one. If you happen to have a story and no one else is listening, we'll send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, yep, still there at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to the news show over there and all the other wonderful BTN podcasts, including the Mac Show, of course, the Big Show, and the Photo Show as well. You can check us out on our Facebook destination page, too, at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech and join our BTN community at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. Hey, I'm about to surprise you, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have a new show tomorrow. Yes, indeed. There will be a Wednesday installment of the BTN News Show tomorrow. Getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours, and I hope there's more than there was today. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you, as always, for listening.